B-Pod Studios.
.1057 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian, 836. Waiting for a little bit of snow, and that should be arriving any time today. And about 3 to 5 or 4 to 6 inches of snow expected. It's going to be widespread, so everybody in the pool, okay? Snow showers continue tonight, so the ride home is going to be the tricky spot. Low is 17 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, nice, 31 degrees. So that's going to be a little bit of improvement there. Give us a chance to shovel. Right now,
great.
We're waiting for the snow.
Super.
Isn't that great? Something to look forward to. Beauty, it's 26 degrees. You know what time it is.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's dirty laundry.
You're really gonna kick some dirt on Justin Timberlake.
Yep, talk about a blank in the box.
All right. Okay.
Listen, I liked Justin Timberlake, but I was uninformed.
About
Britney Spears. All right. Now, you know, we're just sort of I'm a consuming culture, where we just consume the pop stars and then the media that follows. But I had a moment this weekend that changed my life thanks to Hulu and the documentary by the New York Times called Framing Britney Spears. Now, there's this whole movement, hashtag Free Britney. And it basically comes about because Britney Spears is under the conservatorship of her father, Jamie Spears, and has been since her breakdown, I think, in like 2010,
something like that.
Where she shaved her head and went crazy on the paparazzi. He's in charge of everything that she does, any decision that she makes, anything. If you're under a conservatorship, it means that you are not mentally able to take care of yourself.
Right.
It's usually for people who are really, like, ill or...
So you're putting in question whether she should be on it and are they taking advantage of her?
This Framing Britney Spears says that they're taking advantage of her. Basically, her father can say, yeah, you can work, you can do your Vegas show, you can make $60 million a year, and I get a cut of it, and so does this lawyer.
Wow.
But you can't make any decision. And it's been going on for years, and she cannot get out of it. It's actually quite frightening what the courts can do.
What's the name of this documentary?
Framing Britney Spears. It's on Hulu. It's by the New York Times.
All
and
right.
It's really, really good because it's not one of those things where it's like sensational. But what they do is talk about how the media just absolutely ate this poor girl up and spit her out. Can I give you a little clip of Diane Sawyer?
Yeah, this
talking
is
to her. This is Britney
amazing.
Spears at 22 years old. Now, remember, Britney was basically
this is what,
landed
2020,
on the scene.
2020, the show, maybe 2020. And
yeah, something like
one
that.
Of those
shows. Okay. And she's talking about it to Britney at 22. It's 2003. It's kind of when Britney kind of, you know, with the snake and the bikini. And she's getting older and her show is changing. And she just broke up with Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
Here you go.
All right.
Do you like your voice? What happened to your clothes? Well, what's this about? No kidding. What is it about? Is it about shocking people? Have you ever gone further than you wish you had?
I have to ask about Justin. He has gone on television and pretty much said you did something that caused him so much pain. What did you do? You said, I've only slept with one person in my whole life, 2 years into my relationship with Justin. And yet he's left the impression that you weren't faithful. If you were talking to your little sister now, and the girl who said that she was going to stay a virgin till she got married,
jeez,
do you still think there's something to be said for that?
Really, if I had an opportunity to shoot Britney Spears, I think I would.
Who's that?
That's really bad.
Because of the example for kids and how hard it is to be a parent and keep all of this away from your kids.
I'm not here to babysit her kids.
It's one thing not to want to be the role model anymore. It's another thing not to know that a lot of young girls are looking at this.
But am I responsible for them?
No, you're not, Brittany, and I apologize for everybody. That was the mayor, that was the former First Lady of Maryland, Kendall Ehrlich. Her husband was the governor. Yeah,
okay.
So, and here's where Justin Timberlake comes in.
Mm.
So that moment when she asked about what you did to Justin Timberlake, you naughty, naughty girl. Maybe they were kids and they were dating and maybe she cheated on him, meaning like whatever, kissed another guy.
Yeah.
He made a video, Cry Me a River, all about her. The speculation was turned her into this sort of like, he's the good guy, she's the slut. And the media just went nuts over it. And he was so terrible. He not only did that video and sort of humiliated her, he went on a radio show to talk about how he had slept with her. And now she's a young girl. She's 19 at the time, and she's like a sweet first boyfriend.
Yeah, right.
On Details Magazine, there's a cover story on Justin Timberlake. His face is on there. He's like, he may be in a boy band, the subhead was, right. but at least he got into Britney's panties.
Wow.
This is what we
wow.
all talked about.
Yeah.
And this poor girl, like, suffered at the hands of all of this. And this is the most amazing documentary. And I always thought of her as a little bit of a joke, but it's not funny.
Well, I know. You've been talking about it all morning.
Yeah, so. It's nuts. So you got to watch it.
You got to watch it.
Yeah.
Well.
And Justin Timberlake's a monster.
Okay.
And speaking of that monster,
yes.
I blame him.
Because?
Why Miley Cyrus is not the Super Bowl halftime show, because she should be. Why do I blame him?
The wardrobe?
Well, because Justin Timberlake tore off Janet Jackson's shirt, and now everyone's scared of women being.
So then you get The Weeknd.
Yes.
The longest weekend.
Miley Cyrus's halftime show, which wasn't really a halftime. It was a TikTok.
Yeah. TikTok tailgate.
Amazing.
That should have been the show.
She did.
Okay.
Billy
Idol. Well. Maybe Britney will do
Janet
it someday.
Who was with her? Joan Jett.
Joan Jett, Billy Idol. It was an incredible show. I'll post some of the clips.
Okay. Well, there it is. 8:41. I think it's definitely worth watching.
I'm getting some texts from friends saying that Diane Sawyer is a jerk, and so is that.
Those were jerky questions, no doubt about it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.